Happy Wednesday. This is the WSIU Almanac, a film premiere 82 years ago, Mutiny on the Bounty, starring Clark Gable and Charles Laughton, hit the theaters. Locally in Anna, the Stinson Memorial Public Library has a new book club. They meet on the second Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. Here's something interesting. A clogged drain can be cleared using soda. And also, if your youngster makes a crayon masterpiece on your wood furniture, you can remove the stain using mayonnaise. For more sustainable tips just like these, see the locally produced Sustainable Living Guide for Southern Illinois. It's published by the nonprofit Daimi Group. You can also call Daimi 529-5044. And the Lincoln Presidential Library and Museum wants kids to say, "Happy birthday, Illinois," with an art contest. Kids from kindergarten through high school can design posters and submit their artwork no later than December 15th. You can go online to find out more. Go to presidentlincoln.illinois.gov. And that's the Wednesday, November 8th, WSIU Almanac. Have a good rest of the day. And some events this coming weekend. This Saturday, November 11th, Southern Illinois University in Carbondale, School of Art and Design's Sculpture Department, is holding its Fall 2017 Iron Pour on Saturday, November the 11th, starting at noon, and it should be going all day. It'll take place at the Art Foundry on West Pleasant Hill Road. Again, Southern Illinois University Carbondale Sculpture Department is having their iron pour. This is a pretty popular event, and it takes place this Saturday starting at noon at the Foundry on West Pleasant Hill Road. This coming Sunday, the Knights of Columbus Kiwanis Caring for Kids, they're holding their big chicken and dumpling dinner. It takes place Sunday, November 12th, starting at 11 a.m., and the proceeds support the Kiwanis Club of Murfreesboro, helping caring for kids. Also this coming Sunday, November the 12th, Grab Orchard National Wildlife Refuge is hosting a birding tour. Come join them for a birding tour guided by Crab Orchard National Wildlife Refuge volunteers. Experienced birders will be leading the hike. Binoculars are available at the Refuge Visitors Center for check-in. And if you'd like more information, call 618-997-3344. And SIU Carbondale is celebrating Native American Heritage Month. In all the month of November, there will be a number of special events and presentations. In addition to all the speakers, Lent's and True Blood Dining Halls will serve special meals that reflect the Native American culture. Made from healthy, sustainable foods, the meals would include Comanche stew, wild Gittigan salad, Three Sisters soup, corn, blueberry and wild rice salad, and more. And the complete Native American Heritage Month events calendar, including the schedules for the special Native American meals and WSIU television broadcast, can be found at smrc.siu.edu. Native American Heritage Month activities are free and open to the public. And for more information, call 618-453-3740. Today is the 8th of November, and here is your WSIU Almanac. The late 1800s were busy. In 1892, on this day, Grover Cleveland became our 24th president. And on this day in 1895, German William Röntgen discovered what would later be confirmed as X-rays. Locally, the Crosswalk Community Action Agency, based in West Frankfort, is administering the Low Income Home Energy Assistance Program for those living in Williamson, Jefferson, and Franklin counties. Eligibility for the LIHEAP program is based on gross income for the 30 days right before the date of the application. This coming Sunday, the American Red Cross invites you to donate blood starting at 7 a.m. at St. Joseph Stringtown Community Center, and that's in Olney. And now through December the 15th, all Marion Eye Centers are having an eye care food drive. All the Marion Eye Centers, in fact, in both Southern Illinois and in Eastern Missouri, are collecting non-perishable food items, canned goods, toiletries, and paper goods to be donated to local food pantries across the region. And that's the November 8th WSIU Almanac. Have a good day.